Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Taylor, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. Today, we're going to listen to a dialogue between a brother and sister, Travis and Tammy, who are going through a difficult time. But before we get into that, remember that you can read this dialogue along with explanations about the structures we're looking at on our portal, fluencytv.com. Let's listen and try to figure out what Tammy just did, okay? Listen up.
Hey, are you feeling better after your shower?
Well, I'm warmer.
The pizza is here.
Good. This whole situation is making me feel anxious, you know?
I know. It's been hard on us all.
My body is feeling crappy without any exercise.
Mine too. Hey, how about we work out to Just Dance? You know, the game?
Maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now.
All right. Let's eat. Pizza makes everything better.
Okay, so she just took a shower. And what's the next thing they're going to do? Let's listen one more time.
Hey, are you feeling better after your shower?
Well, I'm warmer.
The pizza is here.
Good. This whole situation is making me feel anxious, you know?
I know. It's been hard on us all.
My body is feeling crappy without any exercise.
Mine too. Hey, how about we work out to Just Dance? You know, the game?
Maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now.
All right. Let's eat. Pizza makes everything better.
Now let's get started. Travis starts the conversation by asking a question. He says, "Hey, are you feeling better after your shower?" Repeat after me. Hey. Are you feeling better? Hey, are you feeling better? Better is a comparative of the word good or well. It means more good. So feeling better expresses that idea of feeling more well than before. Say it again. Hey, are you feeling better? After your shower? After your shower? Hey, are you feeling better after your shower? Hey, are you feeling better after your shower? Tammy replies now. She says, "Well, I'm warmer." Warmer is also a comparative, but is for the word warm. So warmer means more warm. Say it with me. Repeat. Well, I'm warmer. Well, I'm warmer. Well, I'm warmer. So Tammy isn't really feeling better emotionally. She only feels warmer. Next, Travis makes a great announcement. He says, "The pizza's here." Yay, I love that sentence, and I wish I was hearing it right now at my house. Anyway, let's repeat. The pizza is here. The pizza is here. Tammy seems to like the news, and she finally tells him how she's feeling. She replies with, "Good. This whole situation is making me feel anxious, you know?" Okay, so now we know that Tammy's not sad, she's anxious. And anxiety is a terrible feeling. Let's repeat her sentence. Good. This whole situation This whole situation is making me feel anxious. Is making me feel anxious. This whole situation is making me feel anxious. This whole situation is making me feel anxious. You know? It's really common and natural to finish a sentence with, you know, when you're trying to make the other person understand or remember something. Let's try to put it together. This whole situation is making me feel anxious, you know? Awesome work. Travis seems to feel the same way. He replies saying, I know, it's been hard on us all. Say it after me. I know. I know. It's been hard on us all. It's been hard on us all. When something is hard on someone, it means that it's challenging, stressful, or sad. So he is saying that this situation has been stressful and sad for everyone in that group. Say it again. It's been hard on us all. I know, it's been hard on us all. I know, it's been hard on us all. Tammy continues to explain that she doesn't feel well, both emotionally and physically. She says, my body is feeling crappy without any exercise. So we can assume that she is so anxious that she hasn't been doing her regular activities. Say it after me. My body is feeling crappy. My body is feeling crappy . Crappy is a casual word that just means bad or low quality. Say it again. My body is feeling crappy. Without any exercise. Without any exercise. Without any exercise. My body is feeling crappy without any exercise. My body is feeling crappy without any exercise. Travis feels the same way, so he replies saying, mine too. Hey, how about we work out to Just Dance? You know, the game? Repeat, mine too. Mine too. Hey, how about we work out? How about we work out to Just Dance? Workout has the same sense as exercise. So he is suggesting that they exercise by playing Just Dance. That game full of cool choreography to famous songs. How about we work out to Just Dance? How about we work out to Just Dance? You know, the game? You know the game? You know the game? But Tammy is not totally ready for any activities because she says, maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now. Repeat. Maybe. Later. Maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now. I don't feel like doing anything right now. Here, she's using the expression feel like, which has the sense of wanting to, having the wish to do something, or sometimes to eat something. And she does not want to do anything. Say it one more time. I don't feel like doing anything right now. Maybe later. Maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now. Maybe later. And finally, Travis says one very true thing. He says, "All right, let's eat. Pizza makes everything better." Amen to that, Travis. Let's repeat. Come on. All right. Let's eat. All right, let's eat. Pizza makes everything. Watch out for the TH sound here. Everything better. Pizza makes everything better. Excellent work. That was our last sentence. Do you agree with Travis? Do you think pizza makes everything better? So say it one more time. Let's eat. Pizza makes everything better. Nice. And now that we're finished, it's time to listen to the whole dialogue for the last time. Come on.
Hey, are you feeling better after your shower?
Well, I'm warmer.
The pizza is here.
Good. This whole situation is making me feel anxious, you know?
I know. It's been hard on us all.
My body is feeling crappy without any exercise.
Mine too. Hey, how about we work out to Just Dance? You know, the game?
Maybe later. I don't feel like doing anything right now.
All right. Let's eat. Pizza makes everything better.
Okay, that's it. How was it? Did you enjoy hearing the whole thing again now that you know the expressions a bit better? Thank you for listening to this episode. And make sure you tune in for next week's one. Keep up the great work. See you next time. Bye.